Welcome to Witness, a ministry of Covenant Presbyterian Church in Jackson, Mississippi. Join us in person for worship each Sunday at 9:30 and 11 a.m. For more information about Covenant, including discipleship and mission opportunities, visit us at www.covenantpresjackson.org.
Remember the Sabbath day. God wants his people. God wants his people whom he claims as his own, his people whom he loves, his people whom he has freed from slavery to remember. God wants you to remember. To remember the Sabbath day. Okay. Sounds easy enough, right? And we can remember. But we have to ask the question, what does it mean to remember? What does God mean here when he says, remember? Well, to remember, of course, is to recall events from the past. It's primarily a mental exercise. You remember what you had for breakfast this morning. You remember who your best friend was in high school. You remember the first time you really failed at your job. You remember how old you were when you received your favorite Christmas present. You remember, and on and on and on. This is a bringing to mind the past. Now, with this understanding, with this definition, remember the Sabbath could simply mean don't forget it. Don't forget the Sabbath. However, when the Bible speaks of remembering or remembrance, it's more than that. Remembering in the Scriptures is more than simply recalling events of the past. Remembering the Scriptures is more than making a mental note that, yes, today is the Sabbath day. Now, to see this, we only have to look in one place, the book of Deuteronomy. The word Deuteronomy is a combination of two Greek words that mean second law. Deuteronomy is the second giving of God's law. Deuteronomy takes place 40 years after the book of Exodus. God's people have wandered for 40 years in the desert. They are at the Jordan River. This is the end of their journey from Egypt. They can see the promised land. They are about to enter the promised land. And before they do, and before he dies, Moses recounts the law to them again, including the Ten Commandments. Now, in Deuteronomy chapter 5, you'll find the Ten Commandments. And the fourth commandment, the Sabbath commandment, is found in verses 12 through 15. Now, listen to the commandment in Deuteronomy. And pay attention to any differences from Exodus. So here's Deuteronomy 5. Observe the Sabbath day to keep it holy as the Lord your God commanded you. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work. You or your son or your daughter or your male servant or your female servant or your ox or your donkey or any of your livestock or the sojourner who is within your gates, that your male servant and your female servant may rest as well as you. You shall remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God brought you out from there with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. Therefore, the Lord your God commanded you to keep the Sabbath day. So observe. Here in Deuteronomy, it's not remember. The commandment is not remember, but observe. So part of the biblical understanding of remembering, then, is to observe. To remember the Sabbath day is to observe the day. Now, observe can mean watch carefully, pay attention. But observe can also mean comply. It can mean conform your action to or practice. In other words, to observe the Sabbath means to take part in the Sabbath day, to take part in the rites appropriate for the day, to celebrate the day. So remembering in this sense requires participation. It requires involvement. It's more than a mental exercise. So what is to be remembered? What is to be remembered on the Sabbath? What is to be observed on the Sabbath? What is to be participated in on the Sabbath? What's to be celebrated? Well, the fourth commandment answers this question. Listen to verse 11 again from our Exodus passage. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. The Sabbath day is to be remembered because God created in 6 days and rested on the seventh. The Sabbath day is to be a day remembering God's act of creation, to celebrate that God created all things out of nothing, to celebrate that He created light out of darkness, that He created day and night, sun and moon and stars, sea and land, bird and fish, Adam and Eve, and that it was good. But there's more. The fourth commandment is given in Deuteronomy enriches our answer as well. Now listen again, this is from Deuteronomy 5:15. You shall remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God brought you out from there with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. The Sabbath day is to be remembered because God saved His people from slavery in Egypt. The Sabbath day is to be a day remembering God's mighty acts of redemption, to celebrate the deliverance of His people from Pharaoh, to celebrate the salvation of Noah, the call of Abraham, the gift of the law, entrance to the promised land, return from exile. Remembering the Sabbath is celebrating God's mighty acts of creation and redemption on the seventh day. And the commandment also says this: remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. The day is remembered, the day is observed, the day is celebrated so that it is holy, so that it is kept holy. Holy means set apart. Consecrate. Holy means set apart for a sacred purpose. The Sabbath day, the seventh day of the week, is a day for God's people to remember, a day to observe, a day to take part, a day to celebrate, a day that is holy, a day set aside for a sacred purpose. And that sacred purpose is worship. The Sabbath is a day of worship. It's a day of rest, yes. And we'll talk about that next week. We'll talk about Sabbath rest next week. But first and foremost, God's command to remember, to observe, to keep holy, to worship. So for centuries, on the seventh day, God's people gathered in the temple to remember. For centuries, on the seventh day, God's people gathered in synagogues to remember. And they remembered God's mighty acts of creation and His mighty acts of redemption. Then Jesus came. The Son of God came. And He changed it. He did not abolish the fourth commandment. He didn't eliminate the fourth commandment. He didn't declare it null and void, but He changed it. He transformed it. And the most glaring way, the most obvious way that this commandment was changed by Jesus is this: the day that God's people, Christians, the church worships, is not Saturday. God's people, Christians, the church, does not gather on the seventh day of the week, but the first. Why? Why is that? How is that? Ever considered that before? Well, here we have the fourth commandment. Here we have a divine command from Almighty God to keep the seventh day of the week holy, to worship on the seventh day of the week. And typically we gather on Sunday. Well, after Jesus, the first day of the week is the new Sabbath. Why? Because the first day of the week is the day of resurrection. The first day of the week is Easter. Jesus Christ was crucified. He died to free you from slavery, to free you from bondage to sin. He died to redeem you. Through faith in him, you are forgiven. Free. No longer in chains. No longer in chains to sin, to guilt. And on the third day, Jesus rose again, conquering death, overcoming death for you. Through faith in Jesus, you have life. And you have the promise of eternal life. You're no longer in chains, no longer in chains to death or to the fear of death. You are free. Jesus was resurrected on the third day. And the third day was the first day of the week. The third day was the first day of the new creation. The third day was the first day of the new age. It was the first day that transformed everything. Everything. After the resurrection, nothing was ever the same. Nothing. Including the fourth commandment. Now, there are several passages in the New Testament that point to God's people gathering together on the first day of the week, the day of resurrection, to worship. And we're going to look at a sample of these. I'm going to mention a sample of these. And the first is from John chapter 20, verse 19. On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." So here we have the first day of the week. And on the first day of the week, the once dead, now alive Jesus is present with his gathered disciples. And what do? They rejoice in his presence. They celebrate his rising from the dead. So on the new Sabbath under Jesus, God's people are to remember, to observe, to celebrate God's redemption in Jesus, who is present with them as they worship him. Now the second passage is from Luke 24. And in Luke 24, it's on the first day of the week, on the day of resurrection, two of Jesus' disciples are walking down the road, talking, and Jesus joins them. Now, they don't recognize him at first. And in this passage, Jesus does two things with these disciples. The first of all, Luke 24, verse 27 says this: "And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself." Well, Jesus goes through the scriptures with these disciples, and Jesus shows how the scriptures point to him. He shows how the scriptures are fulfilled in him, how the scriptures are about him. And then this is the second thing Jesus does. This is Luke 24, verse 30. "When he was at table with them, he took the bread and blessed and broke it and gave it to them." Jesus sat at table with these disciples. Jesus shared a meal with these disciples. And it was at this meal that their eyes were opened and they recognized him. Well, here Jesus shows that we are to remember, we are to observe, we are to celebrate, we're to worship through the reading of the scriptures and through sharing a meal, the Lord's Supper. This is the heart of Sabbath worship. And finally, this is Revelation chapter 1, verse 10. John says this, "I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice like a trumpet." So the first day of the week, the day of resurrection, the new Sabbath was called the Lord's day. John says, "I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day." The Lord's day, it was Jesus's day, the day God conquered through him, the day God saved through him, the day God began a new age in him. And ever since, in all the earliest Christian documents, God's people met on the first day of the week, the Lord's day. And they met to remember. They met to observe. They met to celebrate God's mighty acts of creation, God's mighty acts of redemption. They met to remember Jesus. And so do we. And so should we. This is the heart of the fourth commandment. This is how you are to keep the fourth commandment. Worship. Gathering with God's people in worship. Gathering with God's people to celebrate. Gathering with God's people to remember. Which is why the pandemic has been so challenging to churches, so challenging to communities of faith. God wants us to be together, to remember together. And God commands you to remember because God knows you. God knows your heart. God knows your mind. God knows that you forget. That you forget him. Not intentionally. Not on purpose. But you get busy. Busy with life. Busy with work. Busy with kids. Busy with school. Busy. Or distracted. And you forget. You forget that God created all things out of nothing. You forget that God knew you before you were even born. You forget that God has claimed you, that you belong to him, that you are his child. Forget that you were once a slave. You were once in chains. You were once in bondage. Forget that he freed you, that he redeemed you in Jesus Christ. You forget his great love for you. Forget that you are to live life in imitation of him. I mean, God knows. God knows that we live many hours, many days of our lives as if he doesn't exist. As if he's not there. We forget. And so he's told us to remember. He's told us to gather and to remember. He's commanded us to gather and remember. To remember that God created in 6 days and rested on the seventh. To remember that God freed us from slavery through Jesus. To remember and to celebrate. To remember and to worship. To keep the Sabbath.
Thank you for tuning in to Witness, a ministry of Covenant Presbyterian Church in Jackson, Mississippi.